Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The pandemic's human toll finds roughly 6,500 Americans so far infected with the novel coronavirus and 114 lives lost. As more tests are dispatched to hospitals, more people are tested, more cases are confirmed. At the current pace, the demand for a broad spectrum of tests and medical support will outstrip supplies. The Trump administration is asking Congress for nearly $46 billion in new emergency aid. NPR's Gloria Grisales reports this money would be used to boost resources for health agencies responding to the pandemic.
The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget said the money would ensure the agencies could respond to the pandemic. The funds would be directed to the Centers for Disease Control of the National Institutes of Health. The OMB director, Russell Vogt, said in a letter shared with congressional leaders that the request marks one piece of a massive federal response to the crisis. The Senate could approve a second package of emergency aid to address sick leave for workers, and the chamber is working on a third funding measure that could total $1 trillion. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
The turbulent economic toll of this public health crisis is coursing through the U.S. markets, where trading was temporarily halted this afternoon after the S&P 500 index fell more than 7%. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Before this pandemic, the stock market's circuit breaker had only been activated once in 3 decades. Now, it's been triggered 4 times in less than 2 weeks. Trading paused for 15 minutes, giving investors a chance to consider their situation. When trading resumed, many continued to dump stocks. Aggressive measures designed to slow the spread of the coronavirus have brought large chunks of the economy to a sudden standstill, and there's no telling when ordinary business might resume. So many people are filing for unemployment insurance this week, they temporarily crashed computer systems in several states. By mid-afternoon, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had tumbled more than 8%, erasing all of its gains for the 3+ years President Trump's been in office. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The S&P is down 7.4%, Dow's down 8.5%, NASDAQ is off 6.2%. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he is assessing his presidential campaign. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports that announcement comes after another series of defeats in the latest round of primary elections.
Sanders says he's meeting with his campaign to plot a path forward after major losses to Democratic rival Joe Biden in Tuesday's primary elections. After winning Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, the former vice president is leading the delegate count by nearly 300. In a statement, Sanders says he'll continue to monitor the government response to the coronavirus pandemic and focus on ways to help Americans in the months ahead.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. immigration system is slowing down dramatically. NPR's Joel Rose reports the federal agencies responsible for immigration are scaling back in response to this pandemic.
The agency in charge of legal immigration, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, is temporarily closing its field offices to the public. That puts citizenship and asylum interviews and other services on hold. Immigration courts are scaling back. Hearings for immigrants who are not in detention have been postponed until April. Immigration courts in New York, Atlanta, Houston, and elsewhere will close. But the cases of immigrants in detention will continue. That includes tens of thousands of migrants who've been sent to Mexico to wait for their day in immigration courts. Refugee resettlement is temporarily suspended as well, according to the United Nations, because of the coronavirus pandemic. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The U.S. Census Bureau says on its website that it's ordering a 2-week suspension of all field operations for the 2020 national headcount. All U.S. households can continue to respond to the census on their own, either online at my2020census.gov, over the phone, or by paper form if they receive one. More businesses are putting the brakes on their operations as part of the national coordinated response to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Ford and General Motors are now suspending production at U.S. factories until the end of this month. Their workers will receive some pay. The Dow is down more than 1,900 points or 9% at 19,290. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.